Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you had a great weekend. I know I did. Joining us now by phone, we have Shane Tucker. He's the Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So I guess we had a drive-by shooting in the Milton vicinity, is that right?
Yes, sir, we sure did. Yesterday afternoon, our deputies were dispatched to a home in Milton after we received a report of a drive-by shooting. According to the complainant, someone had shot into an occupied residence multiple times. Thankfully, nobody was injured, but it is my understanding that one of the bullets passed through a crib. I think the crib was unoccupied at the time, but you know that certainly paints a picture of how horrible this incident could have been. Currently, we think that this probably stems from a previous altercation, and our investigators have already developed a suspect, and they're currently working a case to hopefully bring some charges to that pretty soon. But we'll certainly keep everybody updated on that.
And the thinking is that this was one gunman, multiple gunmen. Do we know yet?
Right now, we think there was actually multiple people involved, but only one person with a gun, as far as the information we have right now.
And as you say, a previous altercation. I know a lot of times these kind of incidents stem from, something connected to drugs, something often connected to attempted robberies of drug homes, of drug dealers, and things like that. Is there a connection here between drugs or criminal behavior, or do we not see that?
You know, I'm not at this time aware of what the impetus to the argument was. It very well could be, but I just don't have that information.
Okay. All right. Wow. Okay. Scary stuff. Thank goodness nobody was actually hurt or hit. That's obviously good news. You guys have also been working a case with some ATM scammers or something. Is that right?
Sure have. This is a good win for us. Recently, our deputy started working a case where some suspects had been using ATM skimmers all over the local area, from Okaloosa County, Escambia County, Santa Rosa County. And it's my understanding they were able to steal over $11,000 from these various ATMs and financial institutions. One of the investigators working on it was ours, and he was able to identify the two suspects, and he was able to ultimately locate them Friday afternoon, and they were arrested and charged with a scheme to defraud and grand theft. So we're super happy that we're able to clear that up and hopefully get on the road to some restitution. But it's just a good reminder that be careful with your ATM cards, with your credit cards, when you use an ATM. If anything seems out of place or just seems off, move on to another ATM machine and report that. There's all kinds of scams out there, and we just want people to be careful so they don't become a victim like this.
And so this is a skimmer. This would be something that was actually inserted into the slot that you put your card into, and it's going to grab the information off of it. Is that, I'm thinking gas stations is kind of that same thing. Is that the idea here?
That's my understanding of how they work. It's something that's actually attached to the machine that is some way able to read the information and capture the person's information, and they're able to clone that card. So if you use your ATM card and PIN number at a machine, they're able to capture that information, then recreate that card and use your PIN number to withdraw money from your account or otherwise use your debit card.
So I know these skimmers are common. My question is, and I've never seen one in action in person, and maybe that's what I ought to try to do, but it's always hard for me to imagine that you can't tell that this is happening, that they'd be so well designed that you can't see it or feel some different. But you tell me, is it easy to tell that that's happening, or is it really one of those you can't tell the difference if you're a consumer?
The only skimmer that I've ever seen, and certainly I didn't see it in person. I saw photographs through a bulletin of it, and it was relatively obvious. However, it had to be something you were looking for. You had to be paying attention.
Okay.
And unfortunately, most people, when they go to the ATM machine, They're not looking for that. If you were looking for it, you would likely see it. But if you're not paying real close attention, you may not.
Okay, which is, you know, maybe just a good reminder that you've heard about this in the gas station context. You maybe haven't heard about it in the ATM context, but it can be there too. So any place you're putting your card in a thing, pay attention, because it might not be what you think it is. Good advice. Shane Tucker is the Chief Deputy of the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. As always, Chief, thanks for informing us. Thanks for keeping us safe and spending a little bit of time with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.
Of course.